Blog Talk Radio.
Power.
fresh on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Let us speak experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place. Fill the air. Glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. Let us pray in the name of Jesus. Abba Father, we thank you and we bless you. We praise you, Almighty God. We worship you, O God. We glorify your name, O God. Your name, O God, is worthy of praise. Your name, O God, is worthy of glory. Your name, O God, is above every name. We acknowledge your presence, Almighty God. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you inhabit the praises of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, O God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We come into your presence, O God, so just to bless your name, to praise you. We come into your presence to worship you, to give you all glory and honor that's due to you, O God. Lord, it's not by our might or power, but by your spirit. Lord, we bless you. We praise you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness, O God. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, O God. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah. Every day is a day of thanksgiving, O God. We bless your name, Jesus. We adore you, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Say hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. We hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we praise you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Please put your line on mute. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We glorify you. We worship you, O God. In the beauty of your holiness, we adore you, O God. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Almighty. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you. We praise you, O God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor that's due to your name, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Father, we adore you. We worship you, O God. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. Once again, we honor you and we bless you. Thank you for this season of open heavens, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that we can tap into your presence, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship you, Holy Spirit. We adore you, Holy Spirit. We bless your name, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, Holy Spirit. We praise you, Holy Spirit. We worship you, Holy Spirit. We say thank you, Lord. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, O God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We thank you for your Father God. We thank you for your tangible presence. Saturate the earrings. Saturate our hearts. Let our hearts come into alignment with your holy word in the name of Jesus. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you, Jesus. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, overshadow us. Holy Spirit, lead us, guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you, Holy Spirit. Lead us into God's holy path and into the path of truth and righteousness. Holy Spirit, we surrender completely, totally to you. Have your way in this service in the name of Jesus. Have your way in our lives in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our midst in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Spirit, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, release fresh manna from God's holy throne room. In the name of Jesus, we eat that fresh bread, that fresh manna, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, we ask you to cleanse this altar of prayers with the blood of Jesus, with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Cleanse the altar of prayers in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God fall upon us in the mighty name of Jesus, in a tangible way, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us see your presence, for in your presence there is fullness of joy in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your presence, O God. We bless you for your presence in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Father, have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we cry out for mercy in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your mercies are new every morning, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mercy, 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 O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Mercy, 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 O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Oh, Father, we soak your service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this environment in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. We release the blood of Jesus in the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. We release the blood of Jesus, oh God. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, oh God. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Our household in the blood of Jesus, our siblings in the blood of Jesus, our spouses in the blood, the blood, the blood. Oria masande de, uria kaya zande de kuyene kaya mu. What can wash away our sins? Nothing, nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we took every cell in our body. body come into alignment with the holy word of God. The blood, the blood, the blood, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus strengthen us. Let the blood of Jesus rejuvenate us. Let the blood of Jesus heal us. Let the blood of Jesus make us whole. In the name of Jesus, oh God, activate the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Let the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus be activated in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We put the armor on in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our spouse, our children, our grandchildren, on each and every one of us this morning. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we need divine angelic assistance. Send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us. As we go into prayer, let your holy angels assist us. Let your holy angels minister to us. Let your holy angels do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. War on our behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask you, oh God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around our children, our spouses, each and every one of us. And the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, your glory within us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God. Let the glory of God arise upon us. Let the glory of God overshadow us. Father, we bask in your glory. We walk in your glory. We thank you, Lord, for the open heavens over our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the cleansing. We thank you for the purification. We thank you for the sanctification. We thank you for the wholeness. We thank you for the healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what we stand in need of, oh God. Father God, each and every one of us ever need, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to provide for us according to your riches in glory. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we claim all the covenant promises and the covenant blessings of Jesus Christ in our lives. We are your children. We are your sons and daughter, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we are seated with you in heavenly places, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we walk in your Spirit Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we thank you for empowering us. We thank you, Lord, for leading. We thank you, Lord, for teaching. We thank you, Lord, for guiding us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, you raised up a standard in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your victorious help, oh God. In the name of Jesus, your marvelous help, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your divine assistance in all that we do. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for releasing wisdom, oh God. We thank you for revelation and understanding, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. Oh, Father God, we give you glory. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. You are worthy, oh God. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. Hallelujah. Take your place, Lord. Have your way. We are vessels being used to bring glory and honor to your name. We have no power of our own. All powers belong to you. We are your servants, we are your handmaidens, we are your sons and your daughters. Oh God, we are your friends. Hallelujah. We are friends of Almighty God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. Gloria no morso torea con. Ye muguyene kaya setreya con. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for divine activation. Oria masetreya koya masin. Hallelujah. We thank you that you inhabit our praises. We thank you, Lord, that you are our present help in the time of trouble, that you're always with us. We thank you. We bless your name. We give you glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen.
Conference recording started.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Those of you that's just joining, we welcome you this morning. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless God. We praise God. So right now we're going into the Word of God. We ask the Holy Spirit once again to take preeminence. We surrender this service to the Spirit of the living God. We speak what God says, the Lord. Flesh, Lord, by your Spirit. So, Father, use me this morning as your vessel to bring forth your Word. In the name of Jesus, let your word come forth in the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for revelation of your word. We thank you for understanding of your word, application of your word in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we receive your word. We tap into your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. John 5, the fifth book of John in the New Testament, of course, verses 8 to 16. Jesus said unto him, bed, rise. Jesus said unto him, rise. Take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole. He took up his bed and walked. And on that same day was the Sabbath. Hallelujah. On that same day was the Sabbath. And I want us to let us look at it from another perspective this morning. In the name of Jesus, we're talking about the word arise. Yesterday we said awake, arise, and shake the dust off. This is what God is calling us, because when the Lord is releasing his blessings upon us, we have to receive it. Amen? In the name of Jesus. So let's look at it from the first verse so you can have an understanding. So we can have an understanding with revelation. And then we can apply the word in our lives. The Bible says in John 5, I will start again. After this, there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up. And now there it is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, and weather, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. He had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew that he had been now a long time in that case to him, "Will thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered, "Sir, I have no man. When the water has troubled to put me into the pool, but while I'm coming down, another step is down before me." Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed, hallelujah, and walked. And on that same day was the Sabbath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When Jesus comes, hallelujah, sick with the spirit of infirmity, sick, infirmity, that sickness, you're not whole. The spirit of infirmity, that spirit carries so many different things, the depression, whatever it is, man is paralyzed. And he's been paralyzed for 38 years. What I want you to look at this man from another perspective. And he goes there every day for the 38, not every day, but every time during this season. And he goes and when the step, but every time he wants to get into the water, someone overtake him. But I want you to look at something. This man is persistent. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters, you might not see what the Lord has promised you yet, but it's already been released. Don't get weary. Don't get tired. Be persistent. Because all the promises of God are yes and amen. What he said he will do, he will do. 38 years, but this man is not discouraged just every time during this season. So he's been there for the 37th time, and now this is the 38th time. I don't know what you've been going through. I don't know what with your family, your generation, been going through, hallelujah, your ancestors. But I'm here to tell you there's going to be a breaking, hallelujah. There's going to be an uprooting, hallelujah, hallelujah, because Jesus is passing by. Yes, man, do not give up. Who am I speaking to this morning? Do not give up on God. Do not give up on him, and regardless whether your friends, your relatives laughing at you, do not give up on Almighty God. He is faithful. What he says he will do, he will do. Without faith, is it possible to please him? You got to believe his word, whether you see it or not, because his words are yes and amen. Don't be discouraged. Don't look left and don't look right. Look on to Jesus. Keep your focus on him. Hallelujah. Weeping may be enduring for the last 37 years. But I'm telling you, 38 years, this is the time that he is shifting you. He's shifting you into your divine purpose. He's shifting you and making you do what he's called you to do. All he wants you to be patient. Look at this man and see how patient he was. How expected. This man didn't go the winter expecting every time, every season. He could have stayed home. Many times we will say, "I'm not going because I've been in, it's always the same thing. I'm tired." Don't get tired. Lord, strengthen us. In the name of Jesus, just be, who am I speaking to? Be persistent. Be persistent. This man was persistent. Hallelujah. He didn't change. He didn't give up. what he heard about that story, what he said, oh, maybe today I will make it. So he went. Hallelujah. He went expecting. Many times we do not receive from God because we are not expecting. And you come on in this service, you gotta pull the own anointing. If you go to church and your pastor is preaching, or you go to a revival, let me tell you this: I feel the power of the anointing of the Holy. You gotta pull on. You gotta believe. You gotta believe what God says. You gotta tap into the anointing. You gotta have faith without faith is impossible to please. You have to be expected. The Lord has promised. So this man was persistent. He was consistent. He knew that one day he will be made whole. Hallelujah. The Bible goes on to tell us that when Jesus asked this man, they will not be made whole. I'm asking you this morning as an oracle of the Lord Jesus Christ, will you be made whole? Do you want to walk in the fullness of the blessings and the promises of God? Do you want to? Will you be made whole? Hallelujah. You don't need to give me explanation. This man went on to explain. But the reason this word is there to explain, this man is explaining. If the next explanation comes so we can know what went on in the story. Hallelujah. What did Jesus, after he went on to explain, Jesus was patient and listened. Jesus is patient with us. He listens to us when we explain, oh, Lord, we couldn't do this because of that. Have mercy. We do this with that. God is a merciful God. You see the man's faith, Jesus said? Rise, pick up thy bed and walk. And immediately, the man was made whole. As soon as Jesus spoke the word, this man is paralyzed. Now, he don't need to get into the water. Because the living water is right there with him right there. Hallelujah. This time, you don't need that stirring of the water with the angel stirring it. Jesus said, I know you've been going through this for a long time. Hallelujah. What did I say? The presence, Jesus said, will not be made whole. Hallelujah. And after the man's explanation, he said, arise. And the Bible tells us that right away, immediately. So that means that Jesus said, arise. What happened? Something supernatural took place. Hallelujah. The word turned from logos to a rhema. The Spirit of God moved upon arise. And I could see, if you could imagine, I could just see the strength coming to that man's body and legs. He feels different. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Arise. When the Lord is telling you to arise, I'm weak. No. You're depending on his strength. And straight away, the man arose and he took his bed. You don't need that bed anymore. You don't need that crush anymore. You will need it because now you can go into your divine presence, into your divine purpose. Walk. You can walk with him. You can talk with him. Take up your bed and walk. No, the devil thought he put you in that position. But God, when Jesus comes, things change. Arise. Take up thy bed and walk. He will not tell you to arise if he has not empowered you. But you have to move mountains in the name of Jesus. So I'm saying to you, my sisters and brothers, whatever you've been through or you're going through, arise pick up that bed, leave those crutches, those things that are hindering, and just move on. You don't need that bed anymore. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word. We bless you for your word, oh God. You said, arise. Pick up that bed, Lord. Some of us been through a lot for a long time. But this is the morning time. Hallelujah. We don't have to wait for others to take us to the pool when there's the staring. For God, you have released this season into our lives. Say, arise, take up thy bed, and walk. And so, Lord, we walk by faith and trust in you, depending on you, leaning on you, trusting in you. We thank you for your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Thank you, Lord, that we're moving forth to receive all your blessings and your promises. We thank you, Lord, for you are our creator. You are our friend. Arise. Pick up thy bed and walk. Lord, whatever we're going through, we ask you for your divine intervention. In the name of Jesus, make us whole. Perfect all that concerns our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray for an overflow of breakthroughs and blessings in our lives, oh God. We thank you for the tangible manifestation of your spoken word in our lives, that others may see and come to glorify and worship you. Holy Spirit, we ask you to move upon the members of our families who have not received Christ. Holy Spirit, search their hearts, those that are backslidden. In the name of Jesus, oh God, that they will rededicate their lives to Christ. Those that have been discouraged, bring their sheep back, oh God. In the name of Jesus, yeah, let there be unity, let there be oneness. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we get rid of those crutches in our lives, making excuses, because we look to you. You are our present help in a time of trouble. You are always there. Even when there's no trouble, you are right with us. So we thank you for marvelous help. We thank you for victorious help. We thank you for victorious breakthrough. We thank you, Lord. Father, we give you glory. We not only pray for ourselves, we pray for our children, grandchildren, and spouses. We thank you, Lord. Father God, we cover each and every one this morning with your blood. Let this word be activated and manifested in our lives. Let there be a testimony that this day, August 3rd, the third day, just like you arose from the grave, that that same resurrection power that raised Jesus Christ from the grave is in us. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, it'll be activated and manifested to bring glory and honor to your name. Nothing is impossible with you when we believe. So Lord, we thank you. And we bless your name. Hallelujah. We look to you. We look to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name.
Conference recording stopped.
God bless you, my sisters and brothers. Have a wonderful, wonderful, and a blessed day in the presence of the Lord. There is fullness of joy. Thank you for joining us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.